Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to the Transmissions Podcast, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third party
Transformers!
On this episode of Transmissions, we see what a fan's hobby version of G1 Nightbeat looks like. Dr. Wu is coming at us with a G1 Optimus Prime, and we're getting some Transformers X-Men crossover figures. Today is Wednesday, November 25th, 2020, and this is episode 409 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that's still waiting on its box of War for Cybertron Kingdom toys from Hasbro. It's coming any day now, right? I'm your host Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hey, how's it going?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
I got this War of Kingdom for Cybertron. Is that right? No, that's not right. All right. Nope, that's not good.
If it's written in crayon, Daryl, I think it's a knockoff.
It might be a knockoff. Let's talk Transformers.
All right. I'm back. Hope everything was okay without me, and you guys had fun and kept the show going.
We managed.
I feel like we recorded 4 shows in that 1 week.
You might have. As always, we start off the show by thanking our Donatrons, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. And we really appreciate you guys because you keep the show going. And we have some new people to talk about this week. Well, one person has been with us for a while. So Nick has upped their donation. They doubled their pledge. So thank you, Nick, for continuing to support us and even throwing a couple more bucks our way. So we appreciate it. Thank you, Nick. And we have a new supporter who just joined up, William. And they came in at the duly appointed supporter of the Transmissions Podcast level. So that's a pretty high level. So thank you, William.
Yeah, thanks. Make sure you join Discord and everything so you can get the benefit, listen to us live.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you know what else is benefit of joining Donatrion and being donator? You get to hear from me. Thank you very much, Mr. Nick and Mr. William. Very, very, very happy to have you donating to the show. It allows me to buy a little bit of vodka and to spread Christmas cheer all around family.
It's not Christmas yet, Russian Yoshi.
Don't you tell me what it is.
We still got Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
You have fake giving is pre-Christmas.
All right. Anyway, Russian Yoshi's gonna go back to his corner.
Don't you hopefully keep baby in corner.
Hopefully they didn't cancel their Donatron pledges after that. But we appreciate you guys. Thank you. Of course, one of the perks of being a Donatron is that you are automatically entered into our monthly Toy Hacks $10 giveaway. And this giveaway, the giveaway for November is coming up very soon. So we will be doing that drawing next week. So you guys got in and you will be added to the list. Of course, if you want to enter, but you're not a Donatron, that's okay. You can just send an email to contest@transmissionspodcast.com and send us a picture with a Transformer toy that you would like to get some labels for from Toy X. And William, in particular, since you came in at the duly appointed supporter of the Transmissions Podcast level, you would get 2 entries into every contest. So you have doubled your chances to win next week. So good luck. And so that drawing will be happening in our next recording, which will be on November 29th. So the episode will be out next week on December 2nd, but the recording will be November 29th. So you got to get your entries in by then. So if you become a Donatron or if you send us an email, you will be entered in the drawing for November. And thanks, guys. You can also help with the show by buying some merchandise from our Tee Public store. That's at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And we've got lots of shirt designs, masks. You can also check out our friend K-Girl's store at tpublic.com/user/superstarK. We've got anything you buy through our TeePublic link will help out the show. So it doesn't have to be our transmissions merchandise. You can buy anything from TeePublic. And since it is Thanksgiving week, there's a Black Friday sale going on at TeePublic. So everything is $13 t-shirts and everything else is 35% off. And this is November 26th and 27th, as well as 29th and 30th. So that's Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, Monday, right? Not Saturday. Saturday's the 28th, but every other day.
Yeah. So Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, right after you have your turkey on Thanksgiving, you can go on transmissionspodcast.com/shop and buy all your t-shirts and other nerdy-themed merchandise that you want to get for Christmas. So
yeah, we had someone buy a bunch of stuff this last week.
Yeah. So, yeah. That might have been me.
It also might not have been.
That's true.
Well, no, we see what was ordered. We don't see who. And I mean, if Charles admits that it's him, I mean, it might be embarrassing, but you know.
Well, I mean,
we don't judge.
I like sales too. So I took advantage of the sales and I also decided to throw a few bucks our way to support the show. So, you know, I paid my own money to support the show. So, you know, right. I like transmissions.
That man-sized bra and panties are, I mean, to each his own. But we don't make those Transformers logos on them.
That's for my cousin.
Whose also name is Charles.
But enough about me. And last bit of information before we get into the toy talk, we have Empire of Rust episode 37 that came out this week. This is Cybertron 7, and the crew is breaking out their comrade Wildstrike, their comrade Wildstrike from the prison that where he's in prison. So it's a exciting adventure, and go listen to that. Continuing the story of our the heroes of Cybertron. All right, so let's get into our toy talk.
All right, and I'm going to start off the show this week with a figure that we all knew was coming, and I was really excited to see these pictures pop up. This is Fans Hobbies MB-12A Nightwalker. This is their G1 Nightbeat color test shot images. And this is a pretty cool. This is a remold of their Athena figure. And we just saw this thing at the TFCon online because they did it as Wheel Blade, or it's a wind blade in a car form. But we knew that this was going to end up as a Nightbeat at some point, but we kind of didn't know when, because you know this is one of the G1 mini headmasters, and they are, or Headmaster Juniors, I guess they're called. But this is something that I think we've all kind of been waiting for, because for me personally, it was the only one I had as a kid. Or no, that's not right. I had Hosehead as well. So I can't even remember what I had as a kid anymore. But anyway, I really like this guy because I never had Minerva, and I never had any of the Japanese ones as well. But this guy was really fun, and I like him a lot. I'm looking through the pictures here, and the one thing that does kind of stand out to me, obviously it's a color test shot, so there's not a lot of detail put into him, but something that is something that's not really going to probably change from these test shots to the release will be the shape of the body. And I was having a conversation with DJ Ronan, who, you know, we live in the same city and we go to the same comic shop. So we were talking about it, and he was saying that the waist on it is actually still the waist from Athena. And it's still really thin. So we're looking at this thing here and you still see the waist on it is actually very thin for a male character. So that's something that you kind of got to look at. It's, you know, they've done a lot of work to kind of thicken up the thighs, thicken up the shoulders and the arms and stuff like that to kind of make them more masculine. But the waist still does look fairly thin. So, I don't know. It doesn't really bother me all that much. You know, I see a lot of guys out there with really thin waists, and, you know, they still, you know, they still look pretty buff and whatnot to me. But yeah, I still think it looks really awesome. I like the color palette choice that they're using. The light blue is perfect. It does appear to come with interchangeable side panels, so you can kind of swap out the blank kind of, you know, regular kind of looking ones for the flame ones that are, you know, the original Wind or Nightbeat had. And yeah, that's something that I'm kind of excited about. Now, Charles, we all know that you are a fan of blue Porsche vehicles. And I mean, who isn't? They're awesome. But, you know, I'm not entirely sure that people generally take the sides off of them as much as you do and replace them with different ones. They, you know, they just would, you know, they just either paint the car or, you know, not do that. This seems to be taking something completely out of your playbook. How do you feel about that?
Well, I want some royalties. They're taking my technique. But I thought you were going in a completely different direction, because I actually am a fan of the Nightbeat, the character.
I know.
But of course. but yeah, this looks cool. I did not notice the waist thing at all, so I'm fine with the waist. If they want to keep it that way or if they want to change it a little bit, that's fine too. But it looks perfectly, I mean, I guess gender neutral. I don't know. It's fine. One thing I'm curious is, in the Headmaster head, are they going to have like a version with a visor or without a visor? Because like that was one of the things where the Nightbeat in the U.S. American media, and, you know, back in the Marvel comics and recently in More Than Meets the Eye, he had a little visor instead of just two separate mm-hmm. eye optics, you know, but it was different in the Japanese media. Well, Nightbeat didn't, but, you know, the toy had the two optics or whatever, so.
It looks like in the pictures here. You
get I'm looking at picture number 04, where he's pointing his gun at the camera, and that appears mm-hmm. to have a visor eye. So
So if they have that, option, that's good. So spoilers for Trips to the Store. I did pick up a wheel blade, so I wonder if I should double dip and get this. I mean, I know it's the same mold, so. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I am a sucker for Nightbeat. There hasn't been a proper Nightbeat, like a proper Headmaster Nightbeat in the Hasbro Generations line in a while. I mean, they had a Thrilling 30 Nightbeat, but he wasn't a Headmaster. And they had a little, didn't they? They had a Headmaster Nightbeat that was just the head, and nothing else. But they hadn't done.
I put that into that figure. The Generations one, and turned it into a Headmaster. So you can actually mod it, so you could do that, and I did it. But, you know, you're right. It's not proper, and it, you know, definitely doesn't work 100%. So it's but you could have made it work if you really wanted to.
Yeah. So this might be I can't imagine this will be too expensive since it's not that big a figure. But yeah, I might consider this one.
Right on. Jeremy, what are your thoughts on Nightbeat? I know he's a really, you know, he's kind of a fan favorite comic character, but, you know, this isn't the comics, and he's an expensive third party figure.
Yeah, I really, most of my exposure to the character has been through the more recent comics. I enjoy the character. I don't think I have any Nightbeat toys at all, but for the most part, I think this looks good. I'm just the part that really bugs me when I see this is the windshield behind his head. That just, I mean, I don't know. It just, could they figure out something better to do? I don't know if the wheel blade does the same thing, but it just seems really awkward looking.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I think it looks pretty good. I like that you get both the visors and the eyes. You know, normally I would think that they would have held off one of them for like a convention exclusive to kind of make people double dip, but it looks great. The car mode looks good. I'm sure we're waiting to get more paint apps and stuff, but You get other side panels if you want. So, you know, I like the way this thing looks.
Yeah. So the one thing that I was kind of hoping that they would do with this is because Athena is a rescue vehicle. It has the sirens, the lights on the top. Nightbeat is not. I'm kind of hoping that there is a piece that gets swapped out in here, because it kind of doesn't work with the whole Nightbeat aesthetic to have these light bar on the top. As far as, you know, the detail work on Nightbeat, I can't see there being like these side panels that you're going to swap in and out. I'm assuming these are panels that will go on the vehicle, and that this is just an Athena that they've colored in the Nightbeat aesthetic. I'm assuming that they're just showing off pieces here and there, but,
they do have the headmaster looking like he's adding the panels to the car.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. So yeah, there's still a little bit of work I was hoping that they would do with this thing. We will keep up with this because, you know, I'm excited about getting something like this. I know Charles is on board, at least for more information. So yeah, we're definitely going to keep our eyes on this one here. And we'll let everyone know what kind of happens with it. But that's it. That's all I kind of brought to the show this week. Jeremy, what do you got?
First, if you listened to our show last week, you might not have realized that we, Daryl and I did two extra recordings that made it into the show, because the day after we recorded, Hasbro announced the next collaboration, I guess, into 2021, which will be with the X-Men. And then the day after that, they revealed what it was. So all of that was between when we recorded the show and when it, you know, was published. So we were able to kind of talk about it. But Charles, since he wasn't there, I wanted to give him a chance. But to review, they're going to have the Ultimate Expanse. It's a Target pre-order or Target exclusive for $65. You can pre-order it now. It's not an exclusive. You can pre-order it at Target, but it's also going to be available on March 1st at GameStop and Hasbro Pulse. So I'm guessing EB Games in Canada as well.
I hope so.
But it's basically the robot mode is like a combination of Cyclops and Wolverine and
Psylocke,
and then it transforms into the Blackbird jet. So I think it looks neat. I'm not a huge X-Men person, so I'm probably not going to be on board with this, but I can see this is going to be very popular. But Charles, since you weren't on the show, you didn't get to talk about it. What were your thoughts on seeing this?
This was cool. I mean, I was a fan of the X-Men back in the 90s. That was, you know, I collected the comics I think X-Men was one of the comics that was responsible for the whole boom and bust of the 90s, back when they had Jim Lee and Rob Liefeld and all those guys before they jumped to Image. The X-Men cartoon, of course, has fond memories, which you can watch on Disney Plus now. This brought back all those memories, and it's a fun idea. I like having it makes me think it's something unique, because it's not like, you know, this reminds me of the Star Wars Transformers, where each ship a specific character, but here this is just kind of a mashup of a bunch of different characters. So I like
and the ultimate result is a new unique character, not trying to like
right
make it into like Han Solo or Darth Vader.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this method works better.
Mm-hmm. And I like the visor on the head, the you know, flip down visor, the little you know, Energon Wolverine claws, and then is that like a Psylocke Psy blade there too?
That's it.
And then the little Wolverine and Sabretooth figures as well. It's a neat idea. I like the. It looks like, I don't know if it is it a unique mold. I wonder if what mold did they take this from?
It's the Studio Series Jetfire.
Ah, okay, I see. Yeah,
I do think it looks infinitely better than that character.
One thing that just looking at the face of the robot mode, it made me think that did Alex Milne have a hand in designing this figure at all? Because the face looks very much like Alex Milne comic art.
But we've seen the box that's been revealed, and I'm pretty good at spotting, you know, Milne art, and it didn't really look like it to me. If anything, I mean, it looks more like Marcelo Mateer stuff than, because he does a lot more of the box stuff. But as far as I know, I don't have any information about Alex being part of the design process. I've heard everyone from Nick Roche's, you know, face being a part of this to just being a generic kind of robot to this being a, you know, somebody at the design team at, you know, so yeah, there's a lot of names being tossed around as to who actually designed this thing. I haven't actually heard any actual concrete proof or any answer to it.
Yeah. I wonder, is there going to be any, I wonder what little, if there's going to be any fiction, I can't really read the back of the box, if there's any little blurb or anything, or if there's going to be like a little mini comic or something. I'm just wondering what their explanation is.
Yeah, they haven't announced it. I know Bleeding Cool is under the assumption that there will be, because I saw them reference an impending crossover comic with Marvel and IDW when they were talking about this. But there's been no word officially.
Well, that would be.
It would really surprise me if there's no comic, because it's printing money.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's another reason to be excited. I'm curious what they would. I mean, it's got to be better than the that Avengers Transformers crossover from a few years ago.
And that's what Daryl and I were saying. We need a palate cleanser from that comic.
So yeah, this, I don't know if I'm going to buy this, but I definitely think this is a cool idea.
Cool. All right. Well, the other thing I got to talk about this week, we've been talking over the last few weeks about Dr. Wu's new, really tiny, like smaller than legend sized figures. And we have another one. This is DW E04 Prime Commander, which is their Dr. Wu's version of G1 Prime with a trailer. And it looks really good. I mean, this is a very early, you know, images. So it does look a little rough, but inside the trailer, you have a couple arms. Like, you don't have the full little, what was it called? That kind of robotic repair bay thing, but you got some arms in there. And then you have Optimus, and they, like, his robot mode is only 6 centimeters tall, and that is really small. I really want to get one of these, or just anything from this line, just to kind of see how it works, because it looks very good in terms of like posability and transformation and stuff, much like what we've been getting on legend-sized figures, but this is like half that size. Daryl, what are your thoughts on Prime Commander?
I mean, it's tiny. I just looked, and 6 centimeters is just over 2 1/4 of your Neanderthal measurements. It's really small. I can't believe that they're doing stuff this tiny with full transformations. It's crazy. I can see in the Prime here that it's like they've pulled some transformation cues from other figures, like full size figures. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, if you're working in that small of a scale, that's kind of what you got to do. I get it. And I'm just impressed that they've been able to pull it off.
Yeah. I mean, the world's smallest Transformers that Takara put out, you know, what, in the early 2000s, were very basic. I mean, they were roughly the G1 transformations, but very basic. Like the Optimus Prime is literally, you know, you just pull the arms out, flip the legs down, and he's transformed. This is more, you know, it looks like the lower legs kind of slide down on the upper legs, and I don't know. This thing looks better than it should at that size. Charles, what do you think of this?
This is pretty neat. I mean, I agree that it looks like, I can't even see how this. I mean, the robot mode looks so poseable, and compared to the truck mode, which looks very solid. So I'm curious how they pull this off. And yeah, having it be this tiny, It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's so small that the hubcaps are a screw head. I mean, that might just be for this rough version of it, but mm-hmm. I think that's funny.
Yeah. And I hope that since it's so tiny, it might be pretty affordable too. So that, you know.
Yeah. Didn't we say that the Galvatron and Sound Blaster are a two-pack?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if Beachcomber and Optimus are also.
So Optimus is on Big Bad right now for $34.
Okay. That's not bad.
And Sound Blaster. It's Blaster, isn't it? It's Sound Blaster and Beachcomber are also $34.
Okay. I mean, it seems like Beachcomber might not be the better deal at that price, because look at all you get with the Optimus.
No, they're a two-pack, mm-hmm. though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So I'm looking forward to seeing the, you know, finished versions of these, because I think it'll be great. Mm-hmm. But that's all I got this week.
All right. So I will finish up with more stuff from Transformers War for Cybertron Kingdom. So we've got first looks at the next few figures coming out. So these are beyond Wave 1, and these are some cool figures. We've got Air Razor, we've got Dinobot, we've got Huffer, and we've got Inferno, and a Kingdom version of Ultra Magnus. So he's basically Earth Mode Ultra Magnus. And so we don't see the full figures. They're kind of in their packaging, so it's kind of obscures the everything. Although we do have another picture that shows at least Huffer in full view, but it's very zoomed out, so it's kind of hard to see. But at least I think this is promising. Like Air Razor looks very much like her model in the show, the Beast Wars show. Dinobot looks pretty good. I'm sure our good friend Dinobot Maximize is excited to see Dinobot here. Huffer looks... I was concerned that Huffer was just going to be a repaint of the Legends scale Optimus Prime figure, or I guess core class Optimus Prime figure. But no, this looks like a true Huffer with the particular Huffer transformation and his alt mode looks very much like the G1 Huffer, so that looks good. And then Inferno, of course, is a repaint of Grapple, and Earth Mode Ultra Magnus. So Jeremy, is this Ultra Magnus worth double dipping? I know you got the Siege Ultra Magnus, right?
I did not get the Siege.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, never mind.
No, I won it. I just never got around to getting it.
Oh, okay.
But it would be worth double dipping if you're an Ultra Magnus fan.
Yeah. So what do you think of the other figures here? I know you like me, are a Beast Wars fan.
I am, and I think these look great. I was not the biggest Air Razor fan of the character, but I think it looks great. Dinobot, just from this little bitty window image that we have from the package, looks amazing. The colors look spot on, mm-hmm. so I'm looking forward to seeing that one. That's one I definitely want to pick up. And then Huffer, like you said, it's not a repaint like we suspected, and I think he looks good. It'll be interesting to see if he'll have a port so he could carry Prime's trailer.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like he should. So, I'm looking forward to seeing these, and then what people got, the special people got to some Kingdom previews last week. The line is just looking amazing.
Yeah. We need to get the, I'm looking for the second and third chapters of the Netflix show. We need to get those to hurry up.
I know. Hey, FJ, when is that coming out?
Yeah, these are cool. All right, Daryl, Kingdom are these War for Cybertron Kingdom figures going on your list?
Oh, that Huffer looks amazing. I mean, it has been, like you said, forever since Huffer's gotten his own, legitimate figure. So I'm really happy for that, and I'll be picking that up. Inferno is fantastic. I'm all for an Inferno. And I did get Siege Ultra Magnus. I got to see it because I really wasn't 100% thrilled with Siege Ultra Magnus, but this one does look way better, so I'll probably end up getting it, but begrudgingly. and I mean, that's I mean, so far that's what I'm excited about from this stuff. There's other stuff I can pass on. It's not I can save some money. I truly am excited about this line because so far there's about half of this line I can skip.
I noticed which half.
And it's sad because I'm seeing a lot of people like on Facebook and stuff saying the same thing.
Well, where are all those Beast Wars fans that have been complaining for years? Get them out, come out of the woodwork here.
Well, they're the ones that are getting it.
Well, then they're
so, hey, it'll be more on the shelves for us.
Yep. You guys better pull up your socks and buy a lot of stuff if you want Beast Wars to continue. Can't expect us G1ers to pull you out of the crap soup you've been sitting in for so long. I don't know where I was going with that. You guys are in crap soup.
I was just letting you put yourself out.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they're giving Beast Wars fans some love, but I understand the realities of having to, if you're going to do a Beast Wars line, you got to provide a set of figures that to keep non Beast Wars fans interested. So I think this is a good compromise and a good mix because there's not a whole lot of, like, in terms of fan favorite Beast Wars characters, you don't have to pull the entire line of Beast Wars from the 90s. But if you get like almost all the characters that were on the show, that's enough to satisfy people. I think, I mean, we've got almost every character from the show in the line so far. I think we're missing Tigatron. We're missing.
If we're getting Air Razor, we're getting Tigatron.
Yeah.
Of course, we're getting Cheetor, so we're getting Tigatron. It'll be
repaint. And I guess Waspinator is one we haven't seen yet, so that I'm sure that's going to be coming soon.
Yeah.
But yeah, this I'm happy as a Beast Wars fan and a G1 fan. I think this is a good mix to keep everyone happy. All right, well, that's all our toy topics, so let's move on to trips to the store. This is where we show off all the cool Transformer stuff we got this week. We do this as a video that you can see everything we got in beautiful high definition on YouTube, but we'll also put the audio right here so you can keep listening as we describe all of our purchases in loving detail. So without further ado, trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right, let's talk about the stuff we got this week. And Jeremy, you're going to start us off.
All right. I showed off the box for this a month or so ago, I think. But I finally opened them up. So it's too big for the frame. got Skylinks. I haven't spent a lot of time with them yet, other than getting them into this mode. But I will say the shuttle looks fantastic. In this mode, he looks great. I love how, you know, ratchety, but also, you know, they're doing so much with the neck there. And just the details on the shuttle mode are great. Like, I was looking at it and, like, they included the flame retardant tiles in the bottom of the shuttle.
Neat.
I mean, should be black, but, you know, I give them points. So anyway, that's all I got this week. Nothing new, just finally opened up this magnificent figure.
Very cool.
The chicken legs on the bottom of that guy are also super ratchety and, like, they're awesome.
Yeah. All the joints seem to be very ratchety and very, it's like ASMR for a toy collector.
All right. I'll go next. Since it's been a while, so way back in October when we had TFCon online, I think I already showed off my Batwing. But Prominion? I forget what the name is. It's Batwing, but it's not Batwing because Batwing is copyright protected. But I also got Wheelblade. So this is Windblade as a car, reimagined as a car. We just talked about the Nightbeat coming. That's the same mold as being redone as Nightbeat coming very soon. But yeah, I'm very happy with Wheelblade. Again, haven't had a chance to open her up and play with her, but it's cool. Also got a second one. So this is bought by this show because we're going to give this away as a prize at a later date. So anyone who missed out on Wheelblade, if you're interested, stay tuned because we will have a contest. So you might be able to win this guy or lady, I should say. So that's one thing. And then one more thing. So Target,
Steve Jobs.
Target had a sale where they get 25% off a single toy item recently. And I happened to be in Target and I saw something on the shelves. I was going to pass on this, but 25% off, that's a pretty significant discount. And this is a pretty big figure. So I picked up a Skylynx.
Oh. Yeah, so we all got Skylynx.
How about that?
We're all Skylynx brothers now.
Yeah. And see, so you can wait a month and then open it up like I did. Show it off again.
It's such a good figure, really.
Yeah, and for getting it for basically getting a $20 discount on this figure was not it was. Yeah. I just couldn't pass it up. So yeah.
Even if you were just going to flip it on eBay, it'd be worth it.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what I got.
All right. It comes with lots of blast effects. I haven't even taken them out yet.
Cool. I'm looking forward to that. All right, Daryl.
All right. Well,
and he didn't see what you got last.
I know. So I'm gonna start off with the comic that I got and forgot to show off last week. this is Transformers number 24, and this is cover B. I can't remember the artist, but. I think I was hoping for the Bethany Maguire Smith one, and this is not it. So this is the only one my store had left, and I got it. So that's the one I got. Start off with this one. This is the new purchase. This I got called by EB Games and had to go pick up my pre-order. This is G2 Megatron.
Ooh.
He looks pretty damn cool. I'm still trying to figure out a couple of things. I just literally opened them as the show kind of started. I guess you can mount the cannon up higher on the arm, and it looks a little bit more like he did in G2. But yeah, he looks pretty cool, and I'm looking forward to transforming him. I haven't done that yet. Yeah, pretty awesome. He does have his G2 logo there on the back, so for anyone
nice
wondering, nice. Nothing on the front. The next thing I got this week. This is something I'm probably not going to open because the packaging just looks so awesome. This is the collaborative Top Gun figure.
Nice. Mm.
So this one here is Maverick, and it's kind of cool. The packaging looks really awesome, and I didn't notice it in the preview shots, but he is actually on like a runway here off the aircraft carrier. So it is actually really kind of neat. There you go. And the glare is so bad, but you can actually see his little like volleyball in the back there. So there it is, right? Where's my finger? There it is, right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see it.
Yeah, so he looks awesome in the packaging. And people have said, well, why don't you buy two? Because you can make the other one into an Iceman. And we were talking about that when this thing first came out. This is a $70 figure here in Canada. I'm probably only getting one. yeah, so the back of the box looks pretty cool. Yeah, so yeah, it's neat. Benefit of the Edge card here, if you are a EB Games customer, it's right there. It's a $7 discount by just having a card that costs you $5. So yeah, worth its weight in gold. And just an update to the figure that I showed off last week. Charles wasn't here, but I've transformed it and wanted to show it off here because I it took me like 30 minutes to transform this thing. Here we go. Here we are.
Oh!
So there it is there. Yeah.
The Zeta, I guess it's not Zeta Toys, but it's the Unicron figure. Wow, yes. Nice.
Yeah, so this thing here, it does open up on all the bits here to reveal his head that's in there. There is a light, but I don't have a battery for it yet. Let's see here. I'm trying to get all the stuff. I'm going to take that a little. So, yeah, it does have two of these things. And So there's that. I can fold them all back in, and I can actually just connect this thing to the front. And then there we go.
We're being sucked into it.
Yeah, so this thing was a huge undertaking to try and transform, to the point that I did actually break a couple bits. So just leaning on it just to try and push some of the panels in, you'll see the little bit there that I broke off right there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a little bit of a thing. And then there's another one here that's barely kind of broken, but that's about it. It's nothing too serious, but it is just kind of aesthetically, you know, disheartening that they did break. The thing has these little clips that are supposed to kind of clip into the panels above it. These are impossible to kind of clip in. These are the clips that I was just pushing and pushing on so hard that I likely broke the other pieces on. But this thing is just incredible.
Compare the size to like basketball, volleyball, like,
I would say it's not a basketball. It's a soccer ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah. So this thing here, and that's a Voyager. So if that helps.
In robot mode, it seemed much bigger.
It is. It's very tall.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah. But it's cool. It weighs a lot. So, I mean, I'm sitting here trying to transform it, and I've literally just got to put it on my leg and just kind of hold it. Because you can't hold this for that amount of time. I can't remember how much it is, weighs, like how much the weight is on it. But any amount of weight you hold out from your body just gets, you know, impossible to hold after an amount of time. But yeah, it's crazy. And I don't want to admit this, but I should. Because it really did help me. These things at the top here, I couldn't figure out how they went together. Maybe it was just the fact that I was too tired after trying to put this whole entire thing together that I couldn't. My brain was just mush. But my 11-year-old daughter came down here and just was like, "Oh," and snip, snip, flip, flip, and she's like, "Isn't that how it goes?" And I'm like, "Oh." She didn't understand that I had already written to the company that sent this to me saying, "You guys sent me two of the same side and you guys got to send me another one." And I'm like, now I got to write them back and saying, "Sorry, I'm an idiot."
Yeah. But then you should be like, "Oh, by the way, these things broke. Can you?"
I was going to, but then I'm like, no, that's a douchey thing to do. I broke them myself.
Yeah.
So yeah, but, anyway, this thing is gorgeous. It really is. And, I mean, obviously the robot mode is the primary reason why I bought it. It was just amazing. But the planet mode is a huge bonus that it looks so good. So now that I've shown it off in planet mode, I'm going to put it back in robot mode so that it's where it can stay. And, I mean, I don't know where I'm putting it in this room, but it's awesome. And I may not have gotten Hasbro's Unicron, but I think this one's better.
Well, I got to go back and watch last week's trips to the store now so I can see the robot mode.
There you go. Yeah. It's on YouTube. Didn't know whether you knew that. We put it on YouTube.
Is that a new website? And haven't heard of that.
You, not you, the letter. It's you, Y-O-U, tube.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
.com.
Oh, yeah.
You series of tubes.com? Okay. All right.
It's a little site that Google owns.
All right. Well, I think that's it for this week's trips to the store.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right. We're back from our trips to the store, and we will finish up the show with some feedback. All right, so I was not here last week, but we did get a comment on YouTube from the last episode, and this comes from a Brad. So let's see what Brad says. I have listened to you guys for years and have ignored your political shots at Trump, but as heated as everything is now, you think you would know better than to try and alienate half your audience by making comments about the recounts and conceding. Transformers should be a thing that brings people together on both sides. I don't listen to podcasts about toys to think about politics. I listen to them to get away from politics, but I guess you guys can't help yourself. I wish you guys the best, but I'm done. So, well, I'm shrugging my shoulders. Daryl, you already left a comment. I guess Brad said he's done, so I don't know if he's still listening, but you already left a comment answering Brad on the YouTube channel. Did you want to paraphrase that or mention that before I go on?
I mean, not necessarily. I told him that, that we'd likely be mentioning his comment, his feedback on the show, because that's what we do. And, it's a shame, but, our intros are where we only is the only place that we talk politics. The rest of the show is about Transformers, and the intro is what, 15 seconds into the show, and then we're done with it. So, I mean, if you can't make it past 15 seconds without getting triggered, then I mean, you got another issue going, buddy.
Yeah.
And Charles is really strict about that. He doesn't let it get past the intro.
Right.
I mean, so I'm going to get into some things here. I mean, so first of all, I will say that we are all human beings with personal opinions. And, we focus the show on Transformers because that's something we really love and enjoy talking about. But we do have opinions about other things. And those opinions can get expressed. I mean, generally we don't talk about that on the show, but I mean, we do have opinions. We talk about them on social media. We, if you interact with us in person, we will give you our opinions about different things. So that's just who we are. And we're not going to hide that or shy away from that. And if you don't like that, I mean, there's not much else I can say. I mean, if you have personal opinions that don't agree with us, that's fine. I mean, we're not here to attack anybody else's, anybody else's points of view. And I think the issue, I mean, and just to say with Trump and everything that he's done, there's a lot of things that I don't think are open to debate or opinion. I mean, if you're talking about the election, he's lost the election. I mean, that's not something that's, up for debate or something that is a point of view or an opinion. The votes have been counted and he lost. I mean, the fact that he's not conceding, that reflects on him. And so that's, it is what it is. And I think it's perfectly fair to make fun of that because it's ridiculous. I mean, so, I'm shrugging my shoulders a lot. The other thing is, so, I mean, and when you try to separate politics from the rest of your life, I think that's at least the last 4 years have shown me that that's not something that you can really do. And I don't know if it's something you could ever really do, because if you look at where we are now with the pandemic, particularly here in the United States, Jeremy and I are both in the United States. Daryl is watching us with concern from over the border in Canada. Our response to the pandemic has been terrible. I mean, that's also something that's not up for debate. I think you could say it's the worst of any of the developed nations. I would say, we have our death count is so high. Even if you look at it either with as a proportion of our population or as in the raw numbers, it's really bad. And for me personally, this has been something that has really affected me. So I have not been on the show for for a couple of weeks in the last month. And the reason I wasn't on the show is because I lost two family members to COVID-19. So both my mother-in-law and my father-in-law passed away in the last 3 weeks. So that makes things really personal for me. I can't say that, it's just politics, it's just Republicans versus Democrats. It's the people in power have basically ignored science, ignored logic, ignored facts for several years now. And it's costing lives. It's costing a lot of lives. And it's personally cost me lives that were very dear to me. So I will not apologize for having, you know, negative opinions of this president, this administration, and the Republican Party in general. They have cost a lot to a lot of people. And, you know, you can say that it's, you know, some of it is our culture. Some of it is just, you know, people not willing to do their part to, you know, to look after their fellow humans in our country, and, you know, do simple things like wearing masks, social distancing. I know that's, you know, that sounds like a broken record, but that's really something that's important. Something that are very small things that could really save lives. We've got the holiday season coming up. It's Thanksgiving this week. We've got Christmas coming up in a month. And people are already being defiant and saying that, you know, they don't want to sacrifice their holidays, for taking these precautions. And I know people want to see their families. They want to have the big Thanksgiving dinners, big Christmas dinners, and hang out with all their relatives. I understand that. I want to do that too, but I also want to see my relatives make it to next year, make it for the next 10 years. And would you sacrifice not seeing your family for 1 year to ensure that they were here for the next 10 or 20 years? I think you would. I mean, at least I would. So, and I feel like I don't understand why, this seems like such a foreign concept that they say that it's about freedom versus just about being safe and keeping your family safe. And, I know from personal experience that, if I could trade having a much stricter lockdown, if we had had a much stricter lockdown for these last 8 months, and that would have ensured that my mother and father-in-law are still here, I would take that trade in a heartbeat. I'm not going to say that they had in the picture of health. They were both older. They had some health issues, but I definitely think that without this pandemic, they could have lived a lot longer. And so this is not just politics for me. This, you know, and there are lots of other issues. I'm not going to go further down this road, but there are lots of other issues that I have with the president and what's going on with the state of the world and how he's actively hurting and not helping. And the pandemic is just the most glaringly obvious one that is not really open for debate. How different could it have been if Trump had just encouraged everyone to wear masks and encouraged everyone to social distance? I mean, that's the main problem I see, is that we have a failure of leadership. If he had done that, all of his followers would have fallen in line and done that. And all the, you know, us on the other side who are saying these are the precautions we need to take would have done it anyway. But then we could have had everyone working together, and we could have saved a lot more lives. And so that's pretty much all I had to say about that. And if you don't agree, I'm sorry. If you want to stop listening to us, if you want to cancel your Donatron, that's definitely your right. But this is how I feel, and I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm not going to pretend that I don't feel this way.
Well said. I mean, I'm in full agreement. And like you said at the start, we really don't get into politics very often. We tend to stay pretty straight on the Transformers side. But when stuff like this hits home, like it has for you, we can dedicate a little bit of time to this because it's, you know, it's important to you. And if it's important to you, it's important to us. And this it's a global thing, so it's important to all of us anyway, but for particular reasons lately, it's been very important to you, and we need to address it. So, yeah, we definitely support you, and any time you want to actually mention this stuff like this, it's fine, but we really make no qualms about the fact that we're basically a very, liberal or left-leaning show, if you want to go
leftist
down that road.
Socialist,
yeah, sure.
Communist,
but yeah. I mean, when it boils right down to it, we want this pandemic over as much as anyone else. it's not going to get over. It's not going to be ended without everyone working together. You know
that, and the vaccines are coming. They're so close. So yeah. All you have to do is hang on for a couple more months. Can you give us a couple more months of wearing masks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, and like my sister is having her own medical issues, not COVID related, but she's been moved to a facility that's like just a few hours away from me. And because of COVID, I can't go and visit her. And she's, you know, there alone away from all family. So, yeah, just it's affecting us all in different ways. And just people have patience and, you know, we can all get through this. And it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I mean, like you said, you guys have Thanksgiving weekend coming up. We had it back in October, and I had to say no to getting together with my mother and brother, and not knowing that they were having a much larger get-together. I assumed they would because my mother's that kind of person, but hearing about it after the fact, they did have a much larger get-together, I've called her on it. I said, you can't be doing that kind of crap. Now I'm being asked about Christmas and saying, you know, what are you doing for Christmas? Are you coming for Christmas? And I'm going to have to tell her no. I'm going to have to say no again. This is, you know, it's ridiculous. And then she gets pissed off at me and, you know, it's my fault. Why are you avoiding, you know, getting together for Christmas? We don't have it. Why are you not coming? And I'm like, the point is you don't know if you don't have it. That's the big issue. Mm-hmm. So you could have it and not know it for a few days, and then it all of a sudden just kicks in and you've already given it to somebody. That's the biggest thing, you know, and that's, mm-hmm. that's why I'm avoiding you. You know, I don't love you any less. I mean, you're pissing me off right now, but you know, but I don't love you any less.
You're doing it because you love.
Exactly. Plus I have a daughter who's in school every single day. So she could be getting it, right? Which is scaring the hell out of me. But then I don't want to give it to you because you're old and, you know, she wouldn't think she's old, but she's old. She's going to be 70. And, you know, I'm doing all of this for them, right? I don't want to take Christmas away from, you know, my daughter and her grandmother. I don't want to take that away from her. But I'm trying to keep everyone healthy. And if I have to be the bad guy that keeps everyone separated, then that's my role this time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and so, I mean, the other, it's real. The other thing is, I just want to say it, the pandemic, the virus is real. It's not the flu. It's not just, you know, something that's, you know, a hoax or a plandemic or what, you know, whatever conspiracy theory you've heard. I mean, if you don't believe me, there's nothing I can say to convince you, but this is not a conspiracy theory. This is a real thing. It's causing real issues. It is deadly. I mean, it doesn't kill everyone, but it kills a lot of people. And, you know, the more cases that happen and that over, if we get to the point where we're overwhelming our hospital infrastructure, that's going to have ripple effects and, you know, we'll end up killing more people. So it's not just about, you know, that the virus's mortality rate is, you know, 1% or whatever. If you pile up enough cases and then it overwhelms our infrastructure, that makes things even worse. So,
and it's also flu season.
So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Adding on top of it.
Yeah, exactly. So get your flu shots, too, while you're at it. So.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think that's it. I mean, that's larger than this one piece of feedback. But, I did want to let everyone know what was going on with me since I had been off the show for a couple of weeks. But that's the whole story. And, we'll move on, and 2021 can't come fast enough. So everyone stay safe for this holiday season. Wear a mask, social distance, don't have large gatherings, please. Just a couple more months. All right. Well, on that note, let's end the show.
Yeah.
So as always, we, bringing it back up, we want to give a shout out to our masterpiece Donatron. So John Forex Levengood, hopefully you're still listening. Thanks for contributing and continuing to support the show. We really appreciate it. And we hope everyone out there is, stay safe, has a good Thanksgiving, and goes into the holidays, and just, can just keep your head up in these trying times. So, all right, that'll do it for this episode of Transmissions. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye. Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Missed you.
And my anal retentiveness.
That might be it. Yep.
All right. Okay.
Every time it's just me and Daryl, we're just kind of winging it.
Yep. We just need to get a show out. We'll just record something. Just to
Right.
Had to. I had. I,
every trip to the store, it's like, what does Charles say?
And I had a hell of a time trying to keep Jeremy from talking about Mandalorian.
Oh, man. Mandalorian. Oh.
Nope.
All right. We're starting the show. Starting the show. Whoa, Daryl, you okay there?
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Yep. I just I want to get the trips to the store so I can move this thing out of arm's reach.